I did have a genuinely very surreal experience today. Like, only an hour ago.
What did you do?
Well, I didn't do anything. I was at the gym, and there was, like, this group of guys, and I saw one of them, like, reach out and, like, run his hands from his friend's pectorals down to his wrist, and then step back and chuckle and say, haha, no homo, though. And all of them laughed, like, ha-ha-ha. Oh, and I was like, oh my god, are they, maybe they're being ironic? I don't know. But it was a bizarre experience.
Oh my. So that's what they do at the gym. Mm-hmm, I've never been to apparently. A real gym before. You did work at a gym, though, for a while.
I did work, and it was fun. I like the gym. It's nice. You can be sweaty there. And
and it's normal.
Pretend, like, feel like you're gonna punch something, but not punch something. Just kind of get your blood up. It's nice.
Yeah. Just get really, really hyped.
My energy is so...
That's okay. It's late and we've got lots going on. But we just wanted to jump in and give everyone a little bit of a heads up.
Splash. That was us jumping in.
Splash. Jumping right into that pool. I know we said that there was not going to be an episode on today, June the 30th. And technically that's still the case. But we wanted to just kind of give you guys a little bit of a heads up that we will, in fact, be taking a small break from Stonehouses due to traveling and work and just... loads of busyness and things like that. I was very overzealous, and honestly, I probably still could get crank out some tiny episodes, but just to make it easier on myself.
Caitlin really, 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 really wanted to do some episodes for you guys. But, like, for reference, we're recording this at 10 at night. She's getting on a plane at, like, 4 in the morning, so... That's kind of the kind of person that Caitlin is.
Life comes at you fast.
It sure does when you're Caitlin and you... It's almost like saying life comes at you fast from the position of, like, someone who steps into oncoming traffic. Like, haha, isn't life wacky?
You know what? That's what it feels like sometimes. You don't feel like that all the time? That's what life feels like.
I feel more like someone who's, like, lying in a ditch next to a highway.
You know what? Together we make one whole person, so
we
do. I think we're doing pretty good. Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man.
What an accurate statement.
But we're, well, I can't speak for both of us, but I am going to miss this a whole bunch. I love doing this so, so much, and we just kind of wanted to give a little bit of just, like, an acknowledgement and thank you, all of you who listen and have been supporting us for the past, what, 9 months now? 8 months? 9 months? That's wild.
Let's not think too hard.
I don't know. That's been a lot of months. You all make this so much fun, and it makes us so happy that you enjoy this weird, silly content that we create every week. It's great, and you are all great, and we want to acknowledge you, and...
You're all great. Cool. You especially.
Great. You especially.
You know who I'm talking about.
Dear listener. You.
Dear listener.
Dear listener.
Dear listener. Thank you.
Ma'am, yeah, and we don't really talk about it a ton, but clearly we don't pay to advertise. It's usually just me yelling on Twitter 10 times a day about how much I love doing this show. And so all of you who share and promote us and talk about us and tell your friends, you're really the true MVPs. You kind of, you keep this fun train going, and we love it.
Choo-choo.
Choo-choo.
Everyone aboard. What? You said it was train. So dismissively. Choo-choo. Moving on.
Moving on. Oh, man. Well, we're at this point expecting to be dark, basically, for about... a month and some change.
We're going dark.
We're turning off the lights in our little stone house, hanging up our hat and taking a good little mini hibernation.
Temporarily.
Temporarily. Wait, is
you're
the important
speaking
word.
So finely.
It's temporarily. We will be back likely early to mid-August is probably mm-hmm. what's happening, because I will be traveling a lot. And so in the meantime, you know, tell your friends. Let someone else know that maybe they should check out the backlog. It'll be easier to catch up because there won't be new stuff coming at you every week. You can maybe get some new friends in there. It'll be a fun surprise for us when we get back. Yeah, leave us a review on iTunes.
Get all of your friends. Okay, put three of your closest friends in a car. Passenger, back seats. Lock the doors.
Go on a road trip.
Drive down a highway at night. And just play nonstop Stone Houses episodes. And refuse to stop for bathroom breaks unless they agree to continue listening. Hold there them hostage, is what there I'm saying.
Go. Yeah, that's what we condone here on Stone Houses, holding your friends hostage.
Oh no.
Oh no.
I'm sorry. Do lock your friends in a car and make them listen to us, though.
Yeah, yes, please. I wonder how long it would take to listen to the entire Disclaimer. Stone Houses backlog.
Don't do that. Or at least don't blame me if you do that.
If someone knows that off the top of their head, please tell me how long it would take to listen to the entire backlog. I'm not
going to do long.
It. Too long. The fact that you've been listening for this long is kind of amazing. I guess follow us at Stone Houses Cast. We'll still hopefully be putting out some stuff. I'll retweet some things in there every once in a while. And I'll, as always, whenever y'all tweet about us, I always share it because it's fun and you're amazing. You can, if you want to tweet about us and convince more people to get in on this party, you can tag us at Stone Houses Cast or using hashtag Stone Houses Cast.
Yay!
And you can follow me and Bernadette on our personal Twitters in the meantime. I don't know if Bernadette's, you're not really on social media much anymore.
Trying to return in some part to Twitter, although that mostly consists of posting things and not ever looking at it.
That's fair. I mean, that's a return. That's still something they can catch up on. What, you just changed your handle, too. Do you want to throw that
yes.
out there?
Oh, yes. So, I am now at Burnham, B-E-R-N-N-U-M.
That's very good. It's very fun.
Yeah, it's Burnham. Shorter, Burnham. So I don't have to write at Burnham at Meeker all the time. At Burnham. I feel like that. Never mind. Got embarrassed by my own half-formed joke. That I didn't even say.
That's okay. We still love you.
Just know that I'm ashamed of myself.
That's all right. We all are. No, we're not. We're Aww. Great. Everyone's great here.
Aww.
Not ashamed of you. We're ashamed of ourselves.
Oh, okay. That's acceptable.
Yeah, I figured. If you want to keep up with me and my weird, ridiculous travel
Your
month,
wacky life.
My wacky, weird life, everything that's happening. You can follow me at KKAMABR on the Twitter. And I will probably be tweeting a lot because that's something that I do often. And also, we have a few things planned. My sister and I are going to be traveling. And there are a few things that we've got planned that pertain to Stone Houses episodes that we are making and making an effort to go do. So keep an eye out for that. I'm gonna have a lot of fun.
I just found an olive on the floor. How long is that in there?
What?
Don't worry about it.
I hope people kept listening to this, being like, oh, this is just a break announcement. I don't need to listen to this. This is what you miss, folks, if you don't listen to everything. Bernadette live finding an olive on the floor. Compelling, compelling content.
You think it's edible?
No. I mean, I don't know at what point it all becomes inedible. It was, like, pickled, wasn't it? Doesn't that keep it, like, I guess I don't really know.
That's a fair point.
I don't know. Are you going to eat it live on Stone Houses?
Do I?
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
It was fine. All olives are equally kind of gross.
That's fair. I'm concerned as to why a thing you don't really care for is on the floor of your room, but you know what?
I don't know. Life's full of mysteries.
Life comes at you fast, and that's the moral of this.
Yep.
Of this mini, tiny announcement
episode.
Did you
have any real announcements? I have no announcements left.
I'm all announcements out. Mostly, I just wanted to let everybody know we're going to be gone, tell them to check us out, follow us elsewhere. That Kickstarter that I'm doing art for is still up and running, I believe, until Tuesday or something like that. So once this goes up,
yeah.
We'll have...
Get in there, yo.
Yeah, you'll have a few days once this goes up. If you go check out Theater of Note on Kickstarter, there is I'm helping turn one of the plays, Cleo, Theo, and Wu, into a comic, the first little bit of it. So if you want to get in on that, I think my reward kicks in at about $35. So you can check that out and see what I'm doing. And
it's pretty, go do that.
Gonna be pretty cool. Plus, you get to help bring these cool plays
That's
to Edinburgh.
That's literal highway robbery.
It's great.
I'm gonna come arrest you for that.
For that great, great deal. Oh, man. All that to say, all of this nonsense to say, Stonehouses will return, and we will see you in August.
Stonehouses will return.
Oh, man. I'm Caitlin Bruder.
I'm Laura Bernadette Meeker.
This has been Stonehouses, an amateur guide to fiction, fable, folklore. We will see you again soon. Bye.
Bye.